Art Express is on again at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. The show comprises of the works from the 2021 Year 12 students for the art-making component of their HSC. Now, the exhibition actually began in Sydney in the late 50s and has been exhibited at the Art Gallery of New South Wales since about 1983. And some previous accomplished artists who have gone through the exhibition have been the likes of, let's say, Ben Quilty, David Griggs, or McLean Edwards. So when you get along, just have a little think. Maybe you're looking at the future leaders of the Australian art industry. Hey, we're joined now by Louise Halpin, who is the Art Express curator, to talk a little more about the show. Good morning, Louise. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, you must see a lot of artworks. How do you get to the show that we all see in at the Art Gallery of New South Wales?
Yeah, it's always it's a challenge, but it's actually a huge privilege because you get to see the wide range of works. But it's fantastic. And I guess that the energy that these kids kind of bring to their art making, particularly this group, that's fantastic. So, yeah, we look at a few different criteria for the Art Gallery. We're the principal venue. So we want to select works across New South Wales and a mixture of expressive forms. It's really important that we have a cross-section across. But, really looking at the ideas, the concept, and also the material practice. So the choices these kids have made and also the way they've created their body of work and how that sort of joins together is what's really exciting.
Did you start to see any themes when you were because it's been a strange couple of years for these poor Year 12s cohort.
Exactly. And I think this cohort's had 2 years of disruption. So last year we did see a lot of drawing, a lot of sort of quieter, introspective work, which we've seen in the past, but a bit more so last year. And I was expecting more this year, it's more of the same, but I think there's a bit of a steeliness about this group, very confident, very joyful, I think, which I was surprised by. I thought they were you're still really exploring themes, COVID themes and isolation and disconnection, but there's a lot of great humour coming through. The mundane seems to be a huge source of creative inspiration. So kitchen sinks, washing machines, being stuck at home. and we have actually a crocheted COVID coronavirus sculpture, which is really great.
Oh, amazing. I was going to say, what kind of medium is it? So there's sculpture and there is like painting and drawing kind of wall hanging works.
Yeah. So the syllabus instructs students to, there's 12 expressive forms that they can submit their work into. And for the art gallery, it's really important that we try and have examples of each form and also a variety of practice within each form, just so students coming up. So this year's Year 12, Year 11 and 12 can see examples that they can be inspired by and connect with. Really trying to get that diversity of practice and approaches, I think, is really important. So they can find something in the exhibition that they can connect with and feel confident that they can do something similar.
What's the reaction from the students when they come in and see their work in the Art Gallery of New South Wales?
I think they're a bit overwhelmed. I think they kind of can't quite believe it. And they do ask, is it imposter syndrome? I think so. And, you know, why did you select me? But, there's very good reasons for them to be in the 500. You know, we see around 500 out of the 8,000 that sit for the HSC that submit their work. So there are those 500. I mean, to get to that point is a huge achievement. So they're thrilled. They're really thrilled, and often mum and dad are there. So that's a few tears as well sometimes. So that's lovely. It's that's a lovely part of the job.
Oh, I'm getting goosebumps for them all now. I can imagine it's just to be hung somewhere like the Art Gallery of New South Wales as a, you know, a 17, 18, 19 year old. It must just be such a boost and a confirmation of, okay, like I can do this. Yeah. Like this is something.
That's right.
The show is on at the moment. It's free. Yep. When does it run until, Louise?
The end of the school holiday. So 24 5th of April.
Oh, great.
So it gets a good long run. And it's one of our, we're really excited at the gallery as well. So it's great for the kids that we get, you know, that youth voice and that energy that I think is really important for the state institution. So, yeah, it's great for us.
Yeah, and most importantly, we can get out and be back in art galleries again.
So. I know, it's lovely.
So that is lovely. We will link all of those details to the show notes here on our website as well. Louise, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Lovely to talk to you. Thanks again.